This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Home Store and BedEx. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderek. The Thumb region of Southeast Michigan is under a wind advisory from 8 a.m. this morning until midnight tonight, with peak gusts expected to reach 45 to 55 miles per hour. Northwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour are forecasted, potentially reaching up to 50 miles per hour, especially near Saginaw Bay. Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola, and Lapeer counties are included in the advisory area. These strong winds could cause unsecured objects to become airborne and may bring down tree limbs, possibly leading to isolated power outages. Residents are advised to take caution, particularly while driving, and secure outdoor items susceptible to damage. Looking ahead, there is a chance of thunderstorms on Sunday, as a weak low-pressure system and cold front move through the region. Stay updated on the latest forecasts and statements for further details by listening to Thumb Broadcasting. And reports have surfaced of a male individual potentially homeless, prompting Caseville Chief of Police Deborah K. Hopkins to advise residents to remain vigilant. Although no incidences of concern have been reported, Chief Hopkins emphasizes the importance of caution. Eyewitnesses have observed the individual knocking on doors and approaching outdoor residents, purportedly requesting vegetarian meals. A local resident shared their encounter in the Facebook group Caseville, Our Piece of Heaven in the Thumb, describing a strange bearded man wearing a cloak with his staff asking for vegetarian meals. In an update, Chief Hopkins has stated that she reached out to this individual, who has expressed a desire not to receive help from the department, but wishes to display anger. It's important to know that this individual has been seen throughout the county, not just in Caseville, and this appears to be his choice. Chief Hopkins stresses the significance of vigilance while reassuring residents that no significant problems have arisen. She advises against offering assistance to deter the individual from lingering in the area. And last month, the Sanilac County Sheriff's Posse showcased their equestrian skills at the Michigan Horse Expo in Lansing, alongside over 58 mounted division members from law enforcement agencies across the state. Led by Sanilac County Posse Commander Jared Stull, the team's dedication to detail during the uniform inspection earned them a commendable fourth-place trophy. This month, don't miss the Sheriff's Posse's annual fundraiser at the Elk Street Brewery and Tap Room on Thursday, April 19th from 4 until 8 p.m. Join us in celebrating and supporting the dedicated community volunteers of the Sheriff's Posse, whose outstanding efforts range from event support to search and rescue operations, all serving our community. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's the spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one and done love seats are marked down to their lowest price with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
Furniture, mattresses, and floor covering, Ashley Home Store has it in stock. This is Dave Hunkins. Let me show you our selection. Visit Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more of the latest in breaking news. The village of Owendale is set to benefit from a financially distressed cities, villages, and townships grant program. Village Clerk Randy Howard announced the approval of a $100,000 grant for new water meters and a $110,000 grant for well casing replacements and pump house upgrades. With a population of about 241 residents and limited commerce, the village faces financial challenges beyond its water system. To address these needs, the council has applied for a low-interest 30-year loan from Eagle's Clean Water State Revolving Fund program to alleviate the burden on sewer bills. Additionally, a special assessment district was established last year to cover the cost of operating street lights. Meanwhile, DPW Superintendent Jason Ramos is pursuing operational certifications through training classes. You can view more about the Village of Owendale's meeting on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And the National Day of Prayer will be observed in Tuscola County next month. The annual event will be observed on Thursday, May 2nd on the Tuscola County Courthouse lawn from noon until 1 p.m. Besides getting permission to use the courthouse lawn, permission was also given to put up a banner about the upcoming event and to put up a tent to protect participants from the weather. Permission was also given to Nancy Motzkak, who is the local National Day of Prayer volunteer coordinator in Tuscola County, to use the electrical outlet on the lawn for a portable sound system. And the U.S. is investigating a Ford recall for gasoline leaks from fuel injector cracks that can cause engine fires, saying that the remedy doesn't fix the leaks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says in documents posted Friday that the probe will evaluate the adequacy and safety consequences of Ford's recall. It covers nearly 43,000 Ford Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines. Ford's remedy for the leaks is installation of a drain tube to send the gas away from hot surfaces and a software update to detect a pressure drop in the fuel injection system. Ford says it is not replacing fuel injectors because it is confident the recall repairs, quote, will prevent the failure from occurring and protect the customer. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
And then let's call Brexy Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more of the latest and breaking news. Powerful storms are rumbling over parts of the southeastern U.S. as more severe weather takes aim at parts of the Ohio Valley. The storm system has already been blamed for at least one death in Mississippi and flooded streets in the New Orleans area. Damage has been reported from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. More than 100,000 customers lacked power last night at about 9 o'clock. Now forecasters say parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia will be near the bullseyes of a new area of concern on Thursday. The Storm Prediction Center says those areas could see some tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail. And when O.J. Simpson's death from prostate cancer was announced, the University of Southern California made no public acknowledgement of it. The silence is atypical for the school, but it's an obvious statement in itself about the complicated relationship with one of the most accomplished athletes in USC history. That disconnect largely has been the standard for institutions in Los Angeles and across the nation for the past three decades since Simpson was charged with killing his former wife and her friend in 1994. So it's difficult to remember that until the public course of Simpson's life changed forever in his late 40s, he was widely perceived as an embodiment of the American dream. And Russia has successfully test-launched a new heavy-lift rocket from its Far Eastern Space Complex, a liftoff that comes after two aborted attempts earlier this week. The first attempt to launch the Anarga A5 rocket from the spaceport on Tuesday was canceled about 2 minutes before the scheduled liftoff. The second attempt launch Wednesday was also aborted by the automatic safety system, which registered a flaw in the engine start control mechanism. Thursday's launch was the fourth for the Anarga A5, a heavy-lift version of the new Anarga family of rockets that has been developed to replace the Soviet design Proton rockets. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And we do have two local obituaries to read this morning. Howard L. Eckmoody, 86 of Elkton, passed away Monday, April 8th at McLaren Hospital in Flint. A graveside committal service will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 11th at the New River Cemetery in Huron Township. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling these services. Memorials in Howard L. Eckmoody's name may be made to Thumb Animal Shelter. And Joyce Warchewski passed away suddenly on April 10th in Clarkston. A private family burial will take place on Saturday, April 13th in Carsonville. An informal celebration of life luncheon for friends and family will be held at 1:30 p.m. at West Park Inn in Sandusky. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to a fund or charity of your choice in Joyce's memory. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Warchewski's family, please go to coffinfuneralhome.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.